So the CCMAs just wrapped up on Sunday. How much fun was that for you this year?
Oh, man, it was absolutely incredible. You know, getting a chance to perform, you know, I didn't actually realize it until I got there that we were closing the entire show. And to be on stage with High Valley and you know, Jess Moskaluk, the Hunter Brothers, it was a moment I'll never forget. We had a lot of fun, electricity in that crowd when we did I Walk the Line. And, man, I'm pretty pumped to get on the road with them.
Yeah, no kidding. I was watching the highlights of it. Unfortunately, was heading home, so I couldn't watch the show live, but watch that highlight. It was fantastic. And like you said, you're heading out on tour in 2019. With everybody you performed with, what's that going to be like for you?
You know, if it's anything like rehearsals at CCMAs this past Sunday, it's going to be an absolute blast. We actually had a tough time getting anything done because we were laughing so hard. We were just having so much fun together, and we want to bring that kind of energy to the stage. You know, I know that all of us, we've kind of talked about this, and, you know, when I go to see a live show, it's fun to hear some new stuff, but I want to hear the hits, and we want to make sure that we're out there playing songs that everyone can sing along to and just have a great time with, and also collaborating on stage too, and so playing that song that people saw on the CCMAs, you know, Ode to Johnny Cash with I Walk the Line, they'll definitely be seeing that at the tour. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I was just going to ask if we'd be seeing that on the road. Is there anything else like it that we might be seeing?
You know, I was hanging up backstage with the High Valley guys, and Brad started pulling out some cool old classic songs too, and, you know, it was just a really, you know, for me, just a neat moment to, you know, just kind of be creative and collaborate together like that, and I want to try and infuse this show with some of those kinds of moments too, where, you know, maybe it's just a couple of people and a guitar singing to some cool old classics as well. And yeah, you know, I think it's going to be a really special night that people aren't going to forget for a long time.
It's going to be so much fun. Like I said, I can't wait. Actually, one of my best friends here in Lethbridge, he has missed seeing you the last four times there's been an opportunity for him, finally getting his tickets, and is going to be going crazy to see you here in Lethbridge.
Well, I'm glad. You know, we're going to be excited to be playing songs like All About Her and Bittersweet. You know, Bittersweet is just out. The video is just launched. And we have the Journey BNA Volume 2 coming out November 9th, and people are starting to pre-save that. And I'm excited to play some of that. But, you know, we found out that All About Her went top 10 right around the same time that we found out that My Heart Has a History has been the most played Canadian country song in history.
Oh, wow.
And it's really cool, you know, for me to be able to, you know, look back at all the great songs that the fans have given us as hits, and kind of pull out some of those and play them for everybody, have them sing along. It's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun, because I know people here in Lethbridge, they love Paul Brandt. They love your music. So this show, it's going to be great.
Well, Paul Brandt loves Lethbridge. You know, I'm looking forward to getting home and just hanging out with everybody in Alberta. It's going to be a good time.
Do you have a favorite song that you play whenever you get up on stage?
You know, I think for me, especially on those Alberta dates, there's just something magical about Alberta Bound. You know, I mean, you hear those first three notes and everyone's on their feet and ready to rock it. I think for me, one of the highlights, you know, whenever I get out on the road is when I hear people singing back and really getting into it. And there's just something that happens in those arenas when everyone is singing at the top of their lungs. And I'm looking forward to Alberta Bound.
Without a doubt. And Alberta Bound, one of the biggest songs ever. When you first put it out, did you honestly think you'd get that reaction from it that you did?
Not even close. You know, I thought that, 95.5 might play it. And I thought that maybe they'd play it, you know, across Alberta a little bit here and there. But I had no idea that it would end up becoming one of these songs that not only went across Canada, but even down into the border. I mean, people who didn't even know what an Alberta was were Alberta Bound, you know. And that was really cool to see it making that kind of connection.
It was so cool. It's such a great song. People are calling it the Alberta Anthem.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
I would gladly take that. So, of course, the Journey Volume 2 coming out in November. Is there possibly more new stuff on the way after that?
You know, we're always creating. And, you know, I think for me, that's the thing that just kind of keeps me waking up in the morning is, man, I get to make something new. You know, whether it's, you know, just hanging out with people online and getting a chance to kind of stay in touch with all the people who let us do what we do through, you know, all of our different social media channels or making new music, you know. So I imagine it won't be long before you'll be hearing something new from Paul Brandt, and I love, you know, I just absolutely love being in the studio.
We can't wait for new stuff. I'm excited for the Journey Volume 2. The Journey Volume 1 was phenomenal. So Volume 2 is going to be great.
You know, I wanted to try and put a project together. We talked a little bit about Alberta Bound, and I wanted to put a project together that not only, you know, told the story of that trip from, you know, Nashville back home to Calgary, but also you know, going the other direction. Yeah. I spent a lot of time in Nashville. We lived there for a decade, and I still do a lot of work down there. I have a lot of great friends, and that's where the idea for the song YYCBNA was born. YYC being the airport code for Calgary, and BNA for Nashville. And,
okay.
And that's where kind of those connections all started to come together.
Nice. So we can't wait to see you here January 28th in Lethbridge with High Valley, the Hunter Brothers, and Jess Mosk. Luke, is there anything you want to say to the Paul Brandt fans here in Lethbridge?
Oh, man, we're just so excited to get there. And I think, you know, for me, I just, you know, can't say it enough how thankful I am that they let us do what we do. You know, we love it. I joke with people and say, hey, this is better than a real job. But, you know, this is my life's work. And everyone in Lethbridge who supported us from the beginning, you know, putting that, My Heart Has a History on repeat right from the beginning. We couldn't do it without you.
Well, we appreciate it. We love the music down here. We cannot wait for the show, Paul. It's going to be great.
We'll see you in L.A.